Welcome to the Words of Grace podcast, where we seek to clarify, amplify, and apply the Sunday morning sermon at Grace Community Church. From time to time, we'll address other topics. We hope these podcasts help you press the Word of God into your everyday life.
Good afternoon. Today is June the 8th, and we're here for a Words of Grace podcast. We've kind of taken a break a couple of weeks on some of these, but we're back at it for a Words of Grace podcast.
I think we're back at it, and I think we should stay back at it.
Yeah, I think so. And we're actually in person, which is great to see your face and not be on a computer screen.
That's the first time we've been in person in 3 months.
Yeah. We've done all of our podcasts virtually. This is the first time that we've actually been in person, and we're in a large room sitting very far apart from each other, which I don't know what feels more awkward, the computer screen or this.
Yeah, this is pretty awkward.
It's been pretty awkward.
But we'll get over it, just like we will be fine when we regather on Sunday.
That's right. We're going to get to that in a moment about regathering, and that'll be my second question for the podcast. So I want to start with the sermon on Sunday.
Okay.
Or the sermon. We don't really call those devotional sermons, whatever.
That was a sermon.
Yeah.
I think that was 30 minutes or longer.
Yeah, it was. It felt longer.
Yeah. Did you say it felt long?
No, I didn't say it felt long. I said it was longer. I was over there and wanted you to keep on going.
Yeah, thank you.
So it was good.
It was a sermon, I guess.
It was.
I guess we'll call it that.
So you're in Colossians 1, still going over like these big theme chapters, preeminence of Christ. You talked a lot about in there, I think where you spent most of your time, Jesus, the head of the church, and how that helps us interact with one another.
Yeah.
You talked a little bit, so kind of give us a quick overview if maybe someone missed it or we're on vacation, didn't watch it. Talk a little about that section, what you were hitting on.
Yeah.
About him being the head of the church, how that helps us interact with one another.
Yeah. Okay, so again, Colossians 1, and starting at verse 15, on through verse 20, there is this wonderful section that is just an exaltation, a praise, a poem, some say a hymn to Christ concerning his preeminence, his lordship, his sovereignty, he's the creator of all things, the sustainer of all things hold together in him. It says he's the head of the church. So it's all about he is. Who is Jesus? He is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the beloved Son in the verse prior, verse 14, he is being described in this. So as I was reading, so I wanted us to be Christ-centered. Mm-hmm. I wanted us to be taken to Christ. I mean, the past, you know, forever, but especially when something is as schedule altering and mind altering and relationally altering as what we've been through and are still going through the past several months. I need the ground for my feet. I need the aim, you know, for my mind. I need Christ.
Yeah.
And so as I was reading through Colossians, I thought, you know, this is where I need to be for Sunday. And I was reading through that text about the preeminence of Christ, the priority, the supremacy of Christ. The question came to my mind: What does that do to me in terms of where I'm living right now?
Yeah.
And so that passage is broken down in two parts. One is the lordship of Jesus over creation; he's the creator of all things. And two, the headship of Jesus or the lordship of Jesus over the church. So it just became very clear to me that as a man in Christ, Christ is with me, and therefore going outward, out from me, I relate to his creation and to his church through him because he is the head. So I just tried to unpack that a little bit. You may have some specific questions to ask me about that, but that was the general theme. It's like, what does it mean for me? And so we landed more on in the church, but it's both in the world and in the church. Christ is Lord of creation. So as a man in Christ, I relate to the world through Christ, and Christ is head of the church. So as a man in Christ, I relate in the church through Christ our head.
So you were talking and you were mentioning that when we relate to people in the church, that we should see Christ in between us as that mediator as we interact. And it'll change the way we interact with one another if we see it that way.
Yeah.
Now, Scott, here's a question. You didn't get to talk about it much, obviously, because you don't have much time, but as we think as believers in Jesus and we head out into the world, and we may not be interacting with people who are Christians, how does that change the way we view the world, we view people, if we see Jesus as that mediator? in between, as we're interacting with the world mm-hmm. who may or may not know Christ, how does that change the way we interact?
Well, one way, there may be numerous ways, but yeah. one way is we see the world as Jesus saw the world. Mm-hmm. So when, you know, there are times in the Gospels when Jesus was with his disciples, mm-hmm. and his disciples were looking at people a certain way. Mm-hmm. And Jesus was correcting the way they looked at them. And he always looked at them from the standpoint of their need to be reconciled to God.
Yeah.
So this Samaritan woman.
Yeah.
Jesus looked at her as a person who needed to be reconciled to God.
Yeah.
And so he called her to himself.
Yeah.
And so that's a clear example then. If I'm a follower of Jesus and I'm a man in Christ, then I'm going to look at all people from the standpoint of the need to be reconciled to Christ. Not the need to be like me.
Right.
Because I've been reconciled to Christ only by grace through faith.
Right.
Therefore, I become an ambassador of the same message that captured my own heart. So this is not about, it's not about making people like me.
Right.
It's about me being reconciled by God's grace, now bringing that same message of reconciliation to someone else. Mm-hmm. Be reconciled to God. We beg you, as Paul said in mm-hmm. Corinthians, we beg you on behalf of yeah. God, be reconciled to Christ. Yeah. So, you know, that's one way. If I'm seeing Christ as the head of the Lord of creation, the creator of all people, and I am interacting in his world as a man in him, then I am only thinking, speaking, acting toward his created people, his creation, the way he would through him, with him mediating that relationship. Remove Christ, mm-hmm. and now I'm going to judge the world, condemn the world, fight the world, argue with the world, try to exercise power over the world, get yeah. my, you know, prove my point.
Yeah.
You know, remove him, and it all breaks loose.
Right.
But be a man in Christ, mm-hmm. and I see it all differently. Now, I can't work that out in every specific situation right. here. It's a principle by which we are driven.
Yeah.
And by which we are guided.
Yeah.
Same in the church.
Yeah. So what I'm hearing you say is, as we interact with the world, we see like we saw ourselves, that we, all people are in need of redemption.
All people.
It doesn't matter who you are. We are in need of a Savior. I was, you know, I've been reading more about, you know, Jesus and the Gospels. And one of the things that I love about Jesus is that he, you know, was always interacting with different crowds. But I love that he saw himself as, I came here to basically save the lost. I came, you know, he would say, you know, I came for the sick, not the healthy. Mm-hmm. Came for those who spiritually need a Savior, mm-hmm. which is mm-hmm. all people. All mm-hmm. are in spiritual need of a Savior. And so I think that's what I'm hearing you say is mm-hmm. we see it the way Jesus saw it, which is, they're mm-hmm. in need of redemption. Mm-hmm. They're in need of forgiveness, and it's mm-hmm. for all people.
Yeah, and yeah. So Christ has said he's the creator of all things, so yeah. therefore I relate to all things through Christ.
Yeah, I liked the way when you were speaking on Sunday, I started thinking about my interactions over even the last week, mm-hmm. and even maybe future interactions that I will have, whoever it is, it makes me pause, which mm-hmm. probably is a good thing for me.
Yeah.
Pause and go, okay, I'm about to do this. Am I seeing this mm-hmm. as Jesus the mediator?
Yeah.
Or am I just, you know, going all in
yeah.
and not doing that? So I think that was extremely helpful.
Well, good. You should pause. We should pause.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
we are Christians. We yeah. are Christians.
Yeah.
Of all people, we should not trust ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
We were saved from sin.
Yeah.
And indwelling sin is still in
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
And we have to fight it every day.
Yeah.
And if I think for a moment that I can interact with other people without first pausing to check my heart, to be in the Spirit, to hear the Word of God, mm-hmm. I'm fooling myself. I'm deceiving myself.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. Now, it doesn't mean that we can't that we're never right and that we shouldn't speak. We should.
Right.
But pause. Yes, pause. Yeah. And say, am I moving toward other human beings through the mediation of Jesus Christ, with Jesus Christ in between us, so that I am actually letting Jesus determine for me as a man in Christ the yeah. way I think and speak and act yeah. toward people.
Good. Well, and I would encourage those just on that point, is if you didn't get to see it, go back and watch it. I think it was extremely helpful to think how we relate to one another in the church, but also how do we relate as we go out into the world as thinking of Jesus as our mediator. So I'm going to shift gears here, Scott. So we are regathering this Sunday, the 14th, with people. So
In person.
So I want to talk to maybe some of the emotions and feelings that people are having about regathering. Because I say that and some would automatically maybe think, oh, everyone must be jumping for joy and just cannot wait to run the door down and be there. But you and I have had interactions and there's a lot of different emotions around this, which is okay. But let's talk. So, Scott, there may be people out there right now that are super anxious about this.
Mm-hmm.
They're anxious about it. They're anxious about coming back. They are not maybe even anxious. Maybe they are nervous. They feel awkward. You know, what if I want to shake someone's hand, but they don't want to shake my hand and they're going to judge me for one way. And so speak to that. How would you help us as a congregation as we think about coming back? Or maybe there's someone out there, Scott, saying, I know right now I need to stay home. I just, for these reasons, and man, I feel like I'm going to be judged because I'm a bad Christian because I don't want to go to church. So help us.
Well, first of all, this is all weird. Let's just say it. It's weird. It's awkward. You know, and we need to turn to the Lord this week. The first thing out of my mouth is so predictable.
Yeah.
We need to pray.
Yeah.
We need to pray, and I mean that. I mean that. We need to turn to the Lord this week, and we need to be letting the Lord work in our own lives. We need to be asking the Lord to help our congregation, to help people. It's been a hard 3 months, strange. We're humans, and we're out of a routine. Mm-hmm. We're out of the spiritual disciplines. We're out of connection. All kinds of things go in our minds. We start to live in our heads. We start to tell ourselves things that aren't true. We start to feel like we're no longer even connected to God. Mm-hmm. Because we're judging ourselves based on our emotions, and it's just weird. So we just need to say it's weird, and we need to turn to the Lord in that and just call out to God and ask Him to help us. Mm-hmm. Second thing is we really don't need to judge ourselves based on our emotional state.
Okay.
We're humans, and human emotions are part of our this worldliness. You know, it's part of what it means to live in these bodies. And they're all over the place. And we are grateful for who we are as humans, but we don't need to apologize for being human. And we shouldn't judge ourselves, our relationship with God and our status with God, based on how we're doing during a coronavirus season, or even how we are emotionally processing the tensions in our world related to race.
Right.
And we need to say, okay, we're humans, and this is affecting us.
Yeah.
And then be so rooted in the righteousness of Christ that we're not going to judge ourselves based on our emotions. We're not going to judge ourselves, but we're going to remember that there's no condemnation, that we do stand in grace, that Christ is our Lord. So I would really encourage people to just come back and get there. I think too, we need to not let this humanness that we live in keep us distant. Now let me quickly say, I don't mean by that you have to come to church in person on Sunday. That's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm talking about practice the spiritual disciplines of the Word and of prayer. And I can hear people saying to me, pushing back right now. But when I read the Bible, I get nothing. Okay, tell the Lord that.
Yeah,
I you know, tell Him that. Ask Him for help. You know, I can't pray. Okay, then just be still for 15 minutes and see if the Lord gives you the gift of prayer.
Yeah.
I can't come to church on Sunday. Okay, but you can still call somebody.
Yeah.
You can still reach out. We have to practice the spiritual disciplines. And I really am saying this to myself because I've experienced some low time these 3 months. We shouldn't, and we need to fight the temptation to just let this come over us and not fight for joy and not fight for the ability to press on in Christ. We can't just lay down and let it come over us. You know, there is a time that on the one hand we don't apologize for our humanness and we don't feel guilty over the human emotions that we have, but at the same time we press on.
Yeah.
by practicing some spiritual disciplines. You mentioned, you know, what if I come to church and it's kind of awkward and I don't know whether I should shake hands. Just say it's awkward.
Yeah.
Just acknowledge it.
Yeah.
You know, part of this is not taking it too seriously. Yeah. I don't mean by that the guidelines. I mean not letting the awkwardness become the most important thing that's happening to us. Mm-hmm. It's awkward.
Yeah.
We're not going to be sitting as close.
Yep.
People are going to be wearing masks. Mm-hmm. People aren't going to want to shake hands. It's awkward.
Yep.
So let's just, you know, acknowledge it and remember that it's not forever.
Yeah. You know, Scott, I mentioned this earlier, and, you know, I've been here at different parts during this whole season, but, you know, I feel like getting through coronavirus, you know, it's like not getting through it. We're still in it. I keep saying that, but we're still in it. But I felt like I was trying to start to slowly figure out the balance in there maybe a little bit, and then the racial tension stuff started happening over the last 2 weeks, and it's just been real heavy.
Yeah.
And I felt like, man, I don't even feel like singing. I think so maybe – there's that awkwardness and the, you know, anxiety about the virus, but maybe just people have looked over the whole scope of the last, you know, 3 months. Like, man, I just feel really heavy.
Yeah.
What would you say to someone that's in that boat?
Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God.
That's good.
Hope in God. Mm-hmm. I mean, tell yourself. So what's happening? It's Psalm 42 and 43. They really go together. Mm-hmm. That refrain is there three times.
Yeah.
What's happening? The psalmist is saying, I am flat. I am downcast. I am depressed. I'm out of sorts. Something's not right within me. Mm-hmm. Now, the verses, he tells you why.
Yeah.
He feels he's disconnected from God. He's thirsting for God, but he doesn't feel that his soul can get satisfied. He's not physically close to the temple.
Yeah.
To the holy city. He's a physical distance away. He has enemies. Mm-hmm. So things are happening and they're bad. And so he just addresses himself and he says, why are you cast down? Mm-hmm. Now, he's not shaming himself for being cast down.
Right.
He's a human. But he is not going to live there without fighting. Mm-hmm. So he tells himself, hope in God.
Mm-hmm.
Hope in God.
That's good.
He doesn't say hope in the circumstances. He says hope in God. And then he reminds himself of God's promise. He will again praise him. God is his salvation.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I want to say to myself this week and what I want to say to Grace Community Church this week is hope in God.
Yeah.
Because we will again praise him. He is our salvation. He is our God.
Mm-hmm.
And there's where we fix our hope. And I don't know what's going to happen in the future in terms of the events and the circumstances. And, you know, we're not sure. But God is God.
Yeah.
And we can hope in him.
Well, thank you, Scott. And, you know, I just want to encourage those who may be listening and you may have gotten emails about what's going to be happening. Just make sure you're checking your email, looking at the website. We'll have all the information about how to register for the service that you need to come to. You know, be patient. We're figuring this out as well. I think, you know, we were talking about volunteers that we need and like, okay, well, this week it may look like this week. And the next week, we're like, hey, we don't need those people anymore. We need this people.
That's right.
So we're going to be trying to work this out as well. So there's been so many great comments and graceful people that have just said, hey, we get this. It's hard.
Yeah.
We'll be along for the ride. So again, thank you, Scott, for a great sermon on Sunday. And we look forward to getting back in the book of Romans.
That's right.
All right.
We'll be there. Thanks.
Thanks, Scott.